ready to beat Duke, Keith?
Let's beat Duke.
Let's get excited for Bill at North Carolina. Beat Duke.
I've always hated Duke, so this will line up nicely. I've always despised Duke. I think one of my first real sports hatreds was Christian Laettner and Bobby Hurley. As a young kid, Coach K hated those guys with a passion. Now, I wasn't like pro-North Carolina necessarily. I just really liked the Fab Five, and Duke just blew doors in, what was it, the 91 title game?
Yeah, but then North Carolina beat them too.
Yeah, so I don't like either one.
Yeah,
but then North Carolina got Stackhouse, Rasheed Wallace,
yeah, that was cool.
Vince Carter. You're like, these guys are pretty sweet. So head-to-head, you like North Carolina over Duke. Never liked Duke. So like Bill Belichick, I will proudly say beat Duke. It's the big game. That's a big football game. North Carolina, Duke. People go crazy for that
Does anyone really believe those were Bill's first words?
No.
Not for a second.
No.
I'm not even sure I believe that was his dad's hoodie yesterday at the event.
Hard to say. Know what's what.
I'm not even sure I believe that, but I guess I'll give him the benefit on the doubt.
Are you saying it wasn't a dream come true for him to coach North Carolina?
Beat Duke were his first words.
Oh.
Get out of here.
I thought he was from Maryland.
Get out of my face with that. Well, Keith, what you didn't realize is his dad there's a black and white photo of his dad at the University of North Carolina where I couldn't even tell you if it was, it's just him sitting on a bunch of bleachers.
I'm like, am I misremembering everything?
Yes.
I thought it was like the Naval Academy. I thought it was like Annapolis, Maryland.
No. All along, all that love for Navy was fake. It was always, always about the University of North Carolina. Like, his first words were beat Duke. You didn't know that?
I was super confused. I guess it was. I guess he was always a Tar Heel. Who knew?
We'll get to this all day long, or not all day long, a good chunk of the day.
The only thing we're going to talk about
here on Jones and Keefe on a Patriots Friday. We'll get to Patriots and Cardinals. We'll get to our Friday four-pack, as we typically do on a Friday. We have Keefe's keys to Patriots and Cardinals. That one's back.
Yeah.
Got to get the keys to the Cardinals.
Not just the bye week anymore.
No.
We'll do our Bozo touchdown parlay as well. Plus, Alex Van Pelt and Mike Nwenu going to join us here on a Patriots Friday. It was sad yesterday. That was a sad, sad state of affairs for Bill Belichick.
It's really weird.
The yokels down there whooping it up.
The AD cutting his sleeves off.
Bill had to sit there and
pull yourself
like,
together.
These poor people think that they're being fun and creative and interesting and that Bill's going to like it. And deep down, he just died a little bit inside.
Like,
and I
wish you wouldn't do that.
I died a lot listening to it yesterday on my drive home, listening to WEEI Afternoons. Sad state of affairs.
It is. It's still very shocking. And as much as everybody tries to put a spin on it, like, of course, this is what was going to happen. And like a dream come true, grew up in colleges and all this stuff. It's like Bill was in the NFL for 50 years. He's this close to Don Shula's coaching record. I'm sure I'm pretty sure Belichick wants to stick it to Robert Kraft. Don't you think Bill Belichick still feels a certain way about Robert Kraft?
Yes.
I mean, just at the roast, remember when they did like the toast and he's like not having it? Like, good, like hold a grudge. That's all for it. I don't think you win that. You don't think you win that by going to college necessarily. I just think the guy really wants to coach. We talked about this yesterday. He really wants to coach. There weren't any opportunities for him. He felt like in the NFL, teams were going in a completely different direction than the old school kind of coach. And so he said, you know what? I'm gonna go to college and do it. But for everybody, including himself, but others around him, trying to spin it like this is what he's always wanted to do. And like, look at all this. Like, no, I think he had to adapt because the league around him kind of didn't want him anymore. And so he's like, all right, well, I'm just going to sit around and do McAfee and the Manning cast. I want to coach again. And that's where we're at. But it's not like this. Oh, like all roads led to North Carolina. Like, please. I don't know who believes that.
No, I mean, certainly not me. It was a job, and he wants to coach,
yeah.
And he'd rather coach than do the media. But this is not the job he dreamed of and wanted, and I highly doubt his first words were beat Duke. And if he could have gotten a better job in college football, he would have taken that. If he would have gotten any offer in the NFL, he would have taken that. And if you don't believe it, well, then I don't really know what to tell you. So again, you can jump in here. Lots of ways to get in touch with Jones and Keefe on Patriots Friday, 617-779-7937. That's your phone and text line. You can also interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can follow along, watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and chat. Always a healthy conversation in the Twitch chat and on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. You can also see past interviews like our interview yesterday with Craig Breslow, Red Sox chief baseball officer. Lots of good content there as well. Bill Belichick's contract details at the University of North Carolina have come out, Keith.
Yes.
We were led to believe it was a 5-year deal. The initial reporting was 3 for $30 that I saw.
And then the 5 for $50.
The press release said 5 years. And so I said, oh, okay, maybe the initial reporting was off. Turns out the initial reporting was right. The press release was souping up what the deal was. It's 3 guaranteed years, but it's a 5-year deal. It is a $1 million base salary with $9 million in supplemental income for the first 3 years. Okay. So this is what public universities do to hide what the money is. This is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's making $10 million. You don't know what he's making it for. You don't know what he's being compensated. It's supplemental income. It's a way to hide what the state is paying him to do beyond coaching.
Well, all these, like, if you go around each state, like, the highest paid state employee is always, like, the basketball coach or the football coach.
Yes.
And there's always, yeah.
So it's a way to be like, does he have housing paid for? Does he have a car paid for? And is this taxpayer money that's paying
Wi-Fi.
For all this? Yeah, this is
Does
a way
he
to
have HBO Max.
This is a way to hide it.
Yeah.
Supplemental income is a way to hide this in his contract. Okay, so that's already squirrely, but whatever. He's not the only coach who does it.
No,
$1 million base, $9 million in supplemental income. It's $10 million a year, 3 years guaranteed of the five. 4 and 5 are not guaranteed, which gives the university an out. He then gets bonuses each year. He's bonused on win totals.
Beat Duke.
He is not bonus specifically on
Come
beating
on,
Duke.
That's a rivalry
that
game.
He should
it
be.
It should, for, absolutely.
It was the man's first words.
Yes.
They
if
should
you do
bonus
that,
him on that.
Throw him $1 million.
But he gets a bonus, and I won't bore you on the money.
Okay.
For 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 wins. So if he wins 7, he won't get a bonus. He gets a bonus for being in the ACC Conference Championship game or winning it, $200,000 or $300,000. He also has all kinds of postseason bonuses. Just to make a bowl game, he gets $150,000.
So cash that, because everybody makes a bowl game.
Any bowl game, he gets $150,000?
More teams make bowl games than don't.
Correct.
So he'll hit that.
Then, you know, there is elite bowls. I'm not quite sure how they define those these days. There's the college football participant, playoff participant.
Yep.
Quarterfinal, semifinal champion, national champion. He does get $1.75 million if UNC happens to bring home the banner.
Wow.
And win a national title.
All right.
He also gets bonused on finishing in the top 25.
Which is also very doable. Like,
yeah,
we talked about that. Like, by the end of the year, especially if you have a soft schedule and you finish like 9-3, by the end of the year, like, yeah, you might get in there.
If he won 9 games,
you'd be top
finished
25.
In the top 25 and made a bowl, he would make himself an extra $200,000 for the 9 wins.
Yeah.
He would make himself an extra $150,000 for the bowl and another $250,000 for being in the top 25.
Hmm.
So here's the deal. He also has a buyout in the contract after a year. Basically, by next June, the buyout's $1 million. It's $10 million for the first year plus of the contract. Looking at all these details and how it's set up, it's only guaranteed for 3 years. There's a very low buyout after 1 year. Do you think he is at North Carolina to finish his coaching career? Do you think there's a return to the NFL in the cards for Bill Belichick? Or is this pathetic little show that we saw yesterday in Chapel Hill, is this what it is?
I think this is what it is. He had a great line yesterday, too, where he's like, I didn't come here to leave.
Yeah.
Right, because that's what people are kind of speculating.
Which is a good line, but you better not leave then, because that'll get thrown back in your face.
But then again, his best buddy Nick Saban was like, I'm not taking the Alabama job next day. I'm taking the Alabama job, because my wife told me to.
And we still reference it to this
100%.
Day, because he's such a fraud.
Oh, coaches, especially college coaches, they lie more than NFL coaches do. So maybe... I'm not telling you I know for sure what he's going to do, but he is 72, and he went through one whole offseason coaching cycle and didn't get a job. He read the room this year and was not going to get a job. So do you think next year the NFL is going to be like, oh, yeah, we want him. He won 8 games in North Carolina. Now we want him. I don't think so. I think they're kind of locked in. And the fact that he is 72, because we were speculating yesterday when we thought it was a 5-year deal, you know, how many years does he coach? One of those sports betting websites came out with, you know, over under 2.5, which is actually pretty spot on, because if it's guaranteed 3, I could see that being what it is. A 3-year run, coach till you're 75, whether Steve's the next guy or not, well, you know, TBD. But no, I think he's there for 3 years. I do.
The other,
I don't think he's 1 and done, do you?
No. Yeah. I think he's at North Carolina and he either sinks or swims. I mean, if he's really good, I think he would leave. And I think he would leave to go back to the NFL in a heartbeat. I just don't think he's going to do that well there. And I don't think he's going to get NFL opportunities. But I think if they presented themselves, he would leave. But no, I'm guessing he's there for 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it is at UNC, and that's the end. That's
like,
my
what
guess.
Would change? Like, so, for example, like Chicago, New Orleans, Jacksonville, it seems like none of them want him now. Even if he runs the table at North Carolina, I don't think they change their tune. Right?
So look, I don't think he's going to get a job opportunity.
I don't think he's on the table either. Right? I'm just saying. Like,
I'm saying if he went undefeated in college, you don't think NFL teams would be calling about him?
I don't know, because it's still a lot of the same stuff. It's like, are you the GM? Are you this, that, and the other thing? Are you bringing all your guys? You're also now 73. I don't know. I don't think that they would. Now, I also don't. The chance of him going undefeated with that North Carolina team is pretty slim. But I don't know what these teams are waiting for, because I really think one of these NFL teams or two of these NFL teams at the end of the cycle, we're going to look at and be like, you hired this guy over Bill? Like, you were more interested in this guy who you're probably going to fire in a year or two anyway? But whatever it is, like, they made up their minds. They want to go younger. A lot of these coaches are probably more than half the age of Bill Belichick that are going to get hired in this next wave. So I think teams have already made up their mind on Bill. Like, do you think they think Bill's a bad coach? I don't think so. I don't think most teams think that.
Do you think... I mean, this will be a good example to see at the University of North Carolina, with college sports and how the game is played. And I know Bill gave a million answers yesterday about how college football and the NFL is more similar to the pro game than it's ever been.
Yep.
He said this to McAfee earlier in the week as well. So, you know, I just look at that and I say, I wonder if the game has passed him by in the NFL, and if they are really close and he goes to college and he can't hack it there. That's another example that the game passed him by, which I don't think there's a ton of shame in. He's in his 70s, but I just think it's the reality.
Yeah, I mean, if that happens, I think it's interesting going to North Carolina compared to some of the other schools that were like, hey, if you're going to go to college, wouldn't you go to like Ohio State or Michigan?
Yeah.
But if you lose two games at those places, you're on the hot seat.
Yeah.
If you go to North Carolina and you lose two games, you had the best year they've ever had. You know, so I think if he goes in there, it could be sort of split the difference, where if they do go 8-4 or 9-3, that's like a really good year. You can like, and for North Carolina, you can sort of talk it up and be like, all right, hey, he's still doing pretty well. But no, I think there are a lot of questions. I mean, the last time we saw him, the team was terrible. And everybody says here, like, you know, how bad Mayo is this year and how bad some of these games have been. You're like, when was the last time we saw it? And we're like, last year, like people forget, like that Saints game a year ago and the Cowboys game a year ago.
It's about as bad as it gets.
Was insane.
Because I honestly forget about those sometimes.
And even if Mac Jones, like, you can't put all of the blame on Mac Jones. I'm right there with everybody else. He sucks. He sucks at quarterback. He's sucked the whole time. But everybody wants to be like, oh, they won four games only. But Bill Belichick was the head coach of that. Bill Belichick put that whole team together and it ended poorly here. It doesn't mean that, you know, he can't coach anymore. I just think there's a lot of baggage with Bill, and that's what NFL teams are scared of more than his Sunday game plan or his in-game adjustments or things like that. That might still be good, but everything else around him, you're like, do we really want to commit to this? And that's why he's out of the league now, and that's why he's probably going to remain out of the league.
Yeah, so I think this is it. I think this is the final job he's going to have. I think he's at the University of North Carolina, as you said, Keith. Probably 3-4 years. Maybe he is there for all 5 years.
Yeah.
He's there to his mid to late 70s and he's done. Do you think there's another act after this? Is the NFL still in his future? The contract is set up so that if Bill gets an opportunity, he can leave. I'm just skeptical he'll get the opportunity. He didn't really have one last year. He doesn't have one now. I don't think one's coming in the future. But I think this is it. I think whatever he does at North Carolina is the final chapter for Bill Belichick. And I do think it's kind of sad. Watching it yesterday, it was sadder than I expected it to be.
Trivia question for you.
Yes.
Do you know who the oldest head coach was in the NFL all time? Like active, like when he was a head coach, who was the oldest head coach?
Okay, I have two guesses.
All right.
Was it Marv Levy?
Nope.
Was it Joe Gibbs?
Nope. Good Neither guesses. One. This one's sort of somewhat tricky, but Romeo Crennel took over on an interim basis with the Texans in 2020 when he was 73.
Yeah. So a year older than Bill, or I'm sorry, right. 2 years older than Bill. What is Bill now?
Bill's 72.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, like, so he's going to coach out 72.
To go two, three years at North Carolina and come back to the NFL and be the oldest coach ever.
Now, again, Tom Brady, oldest, you know, quarterback, set all kinds of records. So maybe they kind of parallel each other. So I guess you can never say never when it comes to Belichick. But it just feels like if he ends up doing this, even if it's 1 year, even if he returns after next season to the NFL. He has a great year at North Carolina. NFL comes calling. He says he has to go. He'd be the oldest head coach ever in the NFL. So I think he's at North Carolina. And I'll tell you, I am kind of borderline excited to see how he does. Like, I'm going to be more interested in North Carolina football certainly than ever before.
I'm interested. I'm not excited, but I'm interested.
But, like, wanted him to be in the NFL. I think that would have been a great storyline. It would have been awesome, especially if they played against the Patriots. That would have been an amazing thing. We talked about how, like, the Manning cast and McAfee, after the first week, you're like, all right, that is what it is, and, like, whatever. I personally wasn't into it. Maybe some listeners were, and they love all the Belichick podcasts and everything. That's fine. But short of being in the NFL, him playing or him coaching in college, I'm interested in it. I'm going to be trying to watch North Carolina. I'm sure they're going to be on ESPN a bunch. I'm sure they're going to find a way to get them on TV a ton. But, like, that's going to be the first score you check. If on Sunday morning, checking the college football score, like, how'd Bill do? I'm into that.
How long, because you think he's going to get kids at North Carolina.
Yeah.
How long do you think they get the benefit of the doubt on not getting recruits? Like, is it one recruiting cycle? If he doesn't do well this recruiting cycle, is it like, well, we just got here?
No, the next one better be a big one.
Meaning?
Or it's like you're never going to get it.
Meaning
them.
Next offseason or like?
I think this year you need to get a couple guys.
Yeah.
This year you got to get a couple guys. Headline guys.
Bill's got to get to work now. North Carolina kids are in the transfer portal.
Their top receiver's leaving.
Yeah, now he's not that good. I looked him up. The numbers aren't special. But
I was going to say, their team's not that good.
Already, so Bill's running off a receiver.
Yeah,
they might have to win on defense.
They might have to win on defense.
So, like,
is he keeping Freddie Kitchens around?
I heard you.
He might not be the OC.
You said that.
Yeah. Because if McDaniels doesn't want to go to college, all his other guys, like his kids are both defensive guys, Patricia's a defensive guy, Joe Judge is special team, so it's like, who's going to run the offense out there? It might be Freddie Kitchens, who took over for Mac Brown after they fired Mac Brown. So he's already there.
Yeah.
And he said he's going to keep him.
I would just drive home the point, you know, for all the, oh, they're going to spend like crazy. They got this NIL money. Lombardi's making a pitch. Bill made his pitch on McAfee. For all of, like, the transfer portal's open right now. They have work to do right now. Bill better have left that podium yesterday, that dais, getting introduced in that sad little state of affairs in Chapel Hill that went on for 45 minutes. He better be on the phone with recruits and lining up recruits. And, like, that's not the job. He is rolling up his sleeves and going right to work. And if he's not, then he's not going to be the right fit for this job.
Now, Deion Sanders came at it from a little bit of a different perspective because he was at a different school. He was already coaching his son. He was already coaching Travis Hunter. He was already coaching a few guys. So when he showed up to Colorado, he brought a lot of guys with him. Bill obviously can't do that. It's not like Bill can take guys that he was with. He's not on another college program. But you would think, and maybe it does start with, like, defensive players, honestly. Maybe, like, a bunch of, like, big-time linebackers, safeties, D-linemen are like, I'll go play for Belichick. Because I don't know what the offensive appeal is. I think if you're a stud wideout or a stud quarterback, it might not be the best place to go.
I would say it's not.
But maybe they turn it into, like an Iowa Hawkeye type of thing, and they're winning games 13-10. Like,
maybe.
We'll see.
So do you think it's going to work for Bill? Do you think this is the final stop for Bill? Do you think the NFL is still in his future? You know he wants to return to the NFL. You can jump in on all of that, plus all your thoughts on Bill's introductory press conference yesterday. You heard it here on WEEI. I was listening on my drive home yesterday, and, it was even more pathetic than I expected it to be. It was just, you know, guys cutting off sleeves and Bill pretending that his first words were beat Duke, and it was sad. 617-779-7937. It is a Patriots Friday here on WEEI. We'll talk to Alex Van Pelt at 12:45. We were given a time on that.
All right, MVP.
We're going to talk to Mike Mwenu as well shortly after that. We have Keefe's Keys,
yeah,
1 o'clock. We have a four-pack of questions for Patriots and Cardinals. We will get to that game coming up later on in the program. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, I want to get into what Bill's plan is for this year and getting players to North Carolina and winning games at the University of North Carolina. That's next. That was Mike Lombardi yesterday on the McAfee Show.
So I want to be excited about Bill at North Carolina. But
you can't
I can't
be excited about that.
No, I can't stand that guy. And I know they're best buds. And I know everything Lombardi says, we're always like, all right, you heard that from Bill. He is so obnoxious to me. Like, I really can't stand him.
Okay.
And so him being so tied to Bill does make it difficult to be really excited about it.
Well, we talked about the betonline.ag odds yesterday about which frat Bill and Patricia and Lombardi, Ernie Adams is blue.
Right.
Which frat they're all going to rush. So, yeah, I mean, Bill is bringing all of his cronies with him, or at least
obviously,
as many as he can. His kids, his kids of his friends.
You know what Lombardi
does? His buddies.
You know what I don't think Lombardi wants to hear?
What's that now?
Is that Mac Brown left North Carolina in a better spot than Bill Belichick left the Patriots.
That's a good point.
There were more games and fewer games.
It's true. You only get so many
games
in college.
There were 6-6. Not that that's anything to throw a parade for.
But six wins in 12 games. Bill couldn't do 6 wins in 17.
And we even had
a... Believe it!
We did have a caller or a texter point this out yesterday, too. Not that you win anything for being ranked during the season, but last year, Drake May's last season in North Carolina, they were ranked 10th at one point. Like, they lost games and they finished 8-5 or whatever. The year before that, they were ranked 13th. And they were in, you know, 2020 with Sam Howell, they were in the Orange Bowl. So, like, they're not a great franchise. Like, I'm not trying to spin it that way because I said how they're like a middle-of-the-road ACC team. But each year in college football, middle-of-the-road teams pop off and are up there and are ranked and things like that. So it's not like he's taking over like a two-win team, which is what Lombardi makes it sound
like. He's not a million miles away. He's not taking over a blue-blood university.
Right.
But he's not a million miles away. That Lombardi comment just jumped out to me because it's like, oh, well, we have the money, but we're not necessarily going to spend all the money, and you got to save some of the money for players to develop. And I'm like, here we go.
No, you know what he's doing.
Here we go. Like, already, here we go. Oh, you think he's giving them wiggle room in case they don't spend all of it right away?
No, I think
what they can't spend all of it.
I think what he's doing is he's trying to say players are going to come here because of Bill, not because of the money. Even though when push comes to shove, it might be a little, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think he's trying to be like, because his pitch is, if you want to play for the best coach of all time, come to North Carolina. That's what he's trying to say.
Not and just because we're giving you the most money.
Right.
I see. So maybe there's...
And it might be both. I mean, like, these kids might want to play for Bill, but they're also going to want to get paid because they're going to get paid anywhere else they go.
Maybe there's wiggle room on that.
Yeah.
Maybe there's wiggle room on, crap, we may not spend all of this, and kids might not be super interested in coming, so if we have extra money, we need an out. And maybe it's just they're going to play games. They're going to do exactly what Bill always did in free agency. Bill had money to spend sometimes in free agency. Kraft certainly reined it in.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill would draw a line on plenty of players. Which would irk Kraft to a degree on certain guys. Again, Kraft sets the budget, but they're definitely... Jacoby Myers is a great example of a guy where Bill just drew a line and was like, I'm not giving him another cent. I'll pay Juju Smith-Schuster.
You see that Jacoby Myers stat?
Yeah.
That just came out?
Doesn't have a drop. He has like 100 targets
and, like,
and no
5 years, no drops.
Something like that.
Like, this team, every guy has like multiple drops on this team. And Jacoby Myers has none in 5 years.
Especially on this team.
Yeah, yeah.
But I hear that from Lombardi and I'm like, they're already playing games with paying these kids, which was my whole fear with Bill in college getting talent.
I want to root for Bill at North Carolina. Ultimately, I will. But anytime Lombardi talks, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, you need him to talk
about.
Does
that mean that guy's winning too?
Is he going to be doing media?
I don't know. Like, it's a new era. Like, do these GMs in college football, do they do a lot of media appearances?
I don't know.
Like, Andrew Luck got hired as the GM with Stanford. They play against Bill this year, right? I think Stanford plays
North
Carolina.
Good call.
And so
Woj did, and this is more about, like, you know, his personal life and the health issues he's been going through. But, yeah, Woj just did a big interview with Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe. Maybe we'll hear Lombardi. Well, will he keep doing his podcast?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I mean, he is a GM. It's the GM shuffle.
Good point. GM shuffle.
Shuffling around. He is a GM.
Yeah.
So my real answer is I don't know.
Okay.
But I'm with you. The less he speaks, the better for Bill. And I thought Bill, to his credit in this press conference yesterday, and it was all sad and beneath him and pathetic, but Bill, to his credit yesterday, you could tell from doing the media for a year, had softened up a little bit. There weren't many... And I don't know how this will play in a place like North, in a university setting in the South. I don't know how the whole spitting in people's face is going to work in the media game. And yesterday he was like name checking some of the reporters. You notice that? Mm. Oh, thanks for the question, so-and-so.
Yeah, he did his work. I think he's definitely going to come at it a little bit differently because we wondered, right?
For now. If these 1-4, then I think he's back to spitting in people's faces.
But I also think that's one of the beauties of North Carolina is it's not Alabama. Remember, like, people would start grilling Nick Saban after, like, all loss. They're like, how'd you lose to this game? He's like, we're like 9-1 or whatever. Yeah. And, like, they're like all fired up about because that's all they care about.
Right.
North Carolina, it's not even the most popular sport at the school. So, like, I think he has, I don't think he's going to get grilled. I don't think there's
I'm not going to. So quit asking.
Well, that's true. There's always the walk-off interviews, too, which would be great. They do those way more in the, college, it feels like.
Yeah, I mean,
here's Bill Belichick with Holly Rowe.
Field and Bill's on the field still.
Here's Holly Rowe. You just lost to Cal 21-0. What do you got, Bill?
Yeah, so how does that play? I mean, that'll be interesting to watch. Just how does that play? Is it softened at all because it's college and it's that setting? Is it softened at all because he spent a year in the media? He was asked about working in the media. He's like,
loves it.
Hey, I found out it wasn't that bad working in the media for a year, which was weird to hear.
Yep.
And so
Duke.
Is that any different from Bill? There's no way his first words were,
Well, people are speculating on...
There's no way his first words were a sentence. That's not how kids speak, no.
Well, a texter says it wasn't beat Duke. It might have been big poop.
Billy's first words were beat Duke.
Big poop. That makes more sense.
Billy, when do you think he dropped the Billy? Billy Lanny's still Billy Lanny.
Yeah, that's true.
So Billy Belichick was Billy Belichick, and then when was he like, no, I'm Bill now?
That's a good point. Good question.
Next time we talk to Belichick, we'll ask him.
When does that drop?
In some cases, it doesn't.
What if Billy just showed? Well, maybe it's never dropped. But yeah, but you could. You could wake up in like a week and be like, you know what? I'm Bill now.
I'm William.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't go by Billy anymore.
Yeah, there's only a handful of people in my life that have used Bill. It's been Billy since day one.
Huh. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Maybe some people still call him Billy.
Pick and choose.
The people that know him best, the people rushing the frat with him. Maybe they do. We'll get to the Bozo Touchdown Parlay coming up. We'll get to a four-pack of questions about Patriots and Cardinals on Sunday. That's about 40 minutes from now. We also have Keith's Keys to Patriots and Cardinals at 1 o'clock sharp. Alex Van Pelt, Mike and Wenu on a Patriots Friday. A lot coming up here on Jones and Keefe. Plus your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Mark is in Medford. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're doing well.
So my personal opinion, call me crazy, but I think Bill is done with the NFL. I think he's tired of the NFL. I think he's sick of the NFL. And I think this is like a way to say F you to the NFL. And I think he's going to fulfill his contract. What was it, for 5 years, I believe?
Yeah, three guaranteed, it's a five-year deal. So
I would just flip it, Mark. Like, do you think the other thing is true? Like, maybe Bill is done with the NFL. Do you think the NFL is done with Bill?
Yeah.
Like, there's more evidence of that.
What happened first? The NFL was done with Bill, so Bill said, F you, I'm done with you. I mean, that's much more likely to me.
Well, like, because nobody feels like any breakup is mutual.
Here's what I know.
Unless you think there is. I've never seen one.
Here's what I know, and we should all agree on this. If Bill is sending an F you to the NFL, if he ever gets an NFL offer, he shouldn't take it, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, right? If he doesn't want to be there.
If Bill doesn't want the NFL.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever know.
We probably won't.
Yeah.
But if Bill ever takes an NFL job in the future and goes crawling back to like the Jaguars in 2 years, if he ever does that, then we all know this was all a sham and he wasn't offered jobs in the meantime and he had to go to Carolina to win his way back in. And that was all, a crock. And so that's my assumption, what you just said, Keith.
Yeah.
The NFL didn't want him. So he went to college and pretends this is a big F you to the NFL because they didn't want him first. And so that's what he does.
I don't understand, like, where is it the, like, bleep you to the NFL? Because what team is like, damn, that was who we wanted?
I mean, none.
I wish there was a team. I think it's a better story if he's still in the NFL. But I don't think any of the teams this cycle are going to be like, I can't believe North Carolina took our guy.
Wickersham said yesterday on WEEI Afternoons, and I'll paraphrase, but it was something like, you know, I'm not saying he wasn't going to get an offer. Like, I can't definitively say he wasn't going to get an offer, but he's like, there wasn't anything right now.
Yeah.
And Bill didn't think anything was coming.
No, so, I mean, there are three openings, and I think with only four games left to go in the season, most teams pretty much know what they're doing. Some are like, what's the point of an interim now? We'll let Doug Peterson coach out. We'll let Brian Daboll coach out.
Jaguars, they Giants, know. Cowboys, yeah, those know. Jobs aren't open, but they're open.
And then there might be like one or two others, but Bill wasn't going to wait around this time.
No. So, look, I think he's going to coach at Carolina because I don't know where else he's going to go and what other options he's going to have. I think it's the final stop, but I don't think it's by choice. I don't think that's what he wants, and I think the buyout within his contract lets you know if an NFL offer ever came, he can wiggle out of that deal easily. I don't think the offer will happen, but he could, and it's designed that way for a reason.
Yeah, for sure.
617-779-7937. We've been red hot with our picks of late. The Bozo Touchdown Parlay.
This is the week.
You're not going to want to miss it. It's next. Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. We're going to get to the Patriots and the Cardinals coming up later on in the program. We have a four-pack of questions at 11:30. We do that every Friday. Keith's Keys to Pats and Cardinals as well. Hold off on most of your bets, not all of your bets, until you hear the real keys to the game at 1 o'clock sharp. I'm very curious to see how the Patriots come out of the bye week against Arizona, and I'm very curious if there's any response from the team or Jerod Mayo about the week and a half that was over the bye week. A lot of speculation about his job.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of speculation about saving his job. And so I think that's going to be pretty telling.
I would say so. And, you know, it's his first time having 2 weeks to prepare for a team. Like that old cliche about, you know, this could be a coaching advantage, you know, when the bye week falls and having all this time to look at Arizona and see what Kyler Murray does, see what their defense does, all that, see if you can make any adjustments. And You know, they're on a losing streak right now. And if you want to at least go into the offseason on a high note, you got to find a way to win a game or two in this final stretch. Not go in with seven straight losses. Not go in losing fewer games or winning fewer games than you did a year ago. So, yeah, they're eliminated from the playoffs and all that, but these final four games are pretty important for Jerod Mayo.
Okay, so we'll get to that in a little bit. In the meantime, it's Friday.
Let's go.
It hit one time.
It did.
And we're looking to hit again in the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. The five of us pick someone to score a touchdown in the NFL. We parlay them all together. You spend a ham. We attempt to win you some PS5s. Mm-hmm. So, Keith, where are you going with this week?
I'm going with Sam Laporta, tight end for the Detroit Lions, which should be the game of the year, potentially. Lions and Bills, 425 on Sunday. How about this? So he's got five touchdowns, to Sam Laporta. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For the last eight, maybe 9 weeks, he has scored every other week. Didn't score last week.
Is he due?
He's due.
Nice.
Going all the way back to the Dallas game where he scored, it's been literally every other week he has gotten in the end zone. Last week he didn't score, but he was targeted seven times. So he's seen his targets uptick over the last few weeks. The Detroit offense scores a million points against everybody. They're the number one offense in the league. So I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. Give me Sam Laporta anytime touchdown.
Okay, over under 54.5 in that game.
That's a big number.
Which has, I think, ticked up a point. I thought it was 53.5 the other day. Now, look, always identifying a high over-under total isn't a guarantee. I wanted a lot of action in the Niners and Rams last night, and that had 18 total points. So not always the way to go, but that's a high, high total. Sam Laporta, a good pick there. I'm also going with a tight end. I'm going with one on the other side from the Patriots. That would be Trey McBride. Now, Trey McBride is another high over-under, by the way. 46.5 is a pretty decent total. You might look at Trey McBride and go, my goodness, this guy is getting targets.
That's what I'm
thinking.
This
guy is getting yards. He has 106 targets this year, 80 catches, 851 yards. He does not have a receiving touchdown this year. I believe he fell on a fumble 1 week.
So he's due.
I think it was a handoff.
I think he ran in another one.
Oh, he did run one in.
I think he has. If I'm not mistaken, he has two touchdowns this year, neither receiving. He gets on the board with a receiving touchdown this weekend against the New England Patriots. He's plus 170. He'll do it for the first time. Billy, keep the trend going.
Another tight end.
What is it, tight end? I don't know if it is.
Am I tight end you here?
That's great. Tight end hasn't scored since week six. Okay. This tight end is a friend of the show. I roll with Hunter Henry.
Yeah.
Hunter Henry.
Big time do factor going on. Laporta's every other week. Henry since week six. McBride hasn't done it all year. A lot of tight ends are due here in the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. Who are you going with, Nick?
I'm going with the Bengals and Titans game, but I'm not going with the guy who has 15 touchdowns this year. I'm going with the guy who has five, and that would be T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow was really talking up T. Higgins after the game, talking about how they needed to keep him. He's a pivotal part of the offense. So maybe he tries to feed him a little bit this week against the lowly Titans. So give me T. Higgins.
I like how we're like, we're not going with the obvious guy. We're not going with the obvious thing here. We're so good at picking these. We're not going to go with the obvious one.
Jamar Chase had 15 touchdowns when I looked at that this morning.
Jamar Chase is insane. Think about how slow of a start he got off to against the Patriots. Well, remember?
You're like,
he doesn't look interested at all. It's like, no, he's doing pretty well.
No, he scores like twice a week every single week.
He's doing pretty well.
Terp has the lowest odds player.
Terp.
Nico Collins plus 135. I think we might all be overthinking it, and Terp is onto something there with Nico Collins due to get in the end zone. So I got Trey McBride plus 170. Keith has Sam Laporta plus 175. Billy's got Hunter Henry plus 275. Nick, not going to Jamar Chase, but T. Higgins plus 160. And Terp, Nico Collins plus 135. Add them all up. One ham gets you.
How about 3.5 PS5s? $1,732.75.
Just in time for the holidays.
Oh, my God. You get one every niece and nephew you have. You can give them a PS5.
Getting on Juan Soto's games. PS5s.
So
seriously, chip it away.
Hang on. Now I gotta think about this. So that is a healthy total right there. 3.5 PS5s. Just one simple ham. It has hit before the Bozo Touchdown Parlay.
It sure has.
Way back in week 3, the second time we did it.
Okay.
So here's the question. Right. Next Friday, let's assume this one hits.
Yeah.
Next Friday, Keith, is that our last one of the year that we're doing? Of 2024, it will be, correct?
Oh, next week?
Yes.
Oh, I guess it's 2024.
Yeah, because it's the last Friday we're all going to be together.
Right. Yeah, we won't be in the 27th, I guess.
No,
but then we're going to be in the following week.
So we'll be in to finish out the regular season the following week.
Postseason Bozo
this
Parlay
is
definitely
ask.
Happening. Yeah,
Postseason?
Super Bowl Bozo Parlay. 5 touchdowns in the Super
all
Bowl.
All in one game. I like it.
Pick them all. Okay, no, so we'll do other props for that one. But yeah, no, I think we do it all the way through the Super Bowl. And then Super Bowl, we'll do crazy prop bets all week.
So I'll have time to pick no touchdown score in a game. Got it.
You can do that if you want.
Wait, what?
You can no touchdown score in a game.
Oh, there is no. I see what you're saying. I'm sorry. I was like, you can't pick guys not to score.
What a slog.
You can say there will be no touchdown scored in the game. Got it.
What a game last night, real quick.
Ugh.
Rams and Niners. And you're like, McVay, Shanahan, like, light up the scoreboard.
I said it was a 48.5, 49.5, something like that total, and it was 18 total points.
12-6.
A little bit of rain in the
camp. We're like, hey, Thursday night games have been pretty good. Like, big division game.
I talked it up yesterday.
These teams need it. Desperate game. You're like, what?
Okay.
12-6.
I didn't want to watch it.
I didn't watch much because we had sort of the doubleheader last night.
No.
Celtics right into Bruins.
I watched a good chunk of it.
Did you?
The Celtics were mostly blown out.
They were blown doors.
So I was mostly watching it. My wife's a Niners fan. I'm saying I didn't want to watch it, but I did.
Yeah,
I was back and forth at least for much of the game. You know who really didn't want to watch it? Devondre Campbell, the linebacker, walked right off the sideline in the third quarter.
I don't blame him. What a horrible game. Just get out of there while you can.
Yeah, it was rainy.
Although you're a defensive guy. The defense was doing a great job.
Defense is doing a good job.
You like defense, and you think that he would.
He didn't like that Dre Greenlaw came back for his first game.
Who's better than him.
They asked him to go into the game, and he said, no. Nah.
So this is not the first time this has happened. Deontay Johnson with the Ravens after they acquired him.
Refused to go in a game. Good one.
Now, he didn't leave.
Antonio Brown left.
Oh, yeah, famously.
Made a big show of it.
Walked off the field.
He made
DJ Moore walked off the field. We saw that
Moore
this year.
Bailed. Vontae Davis a few years ago retired at halftime.
That's an all-timer. That's a good one.
It's like, guys, I'll see you.
Yes.
He did the reverse Bobby Boucher.
Yep.
Who
yep,
showed up at halftime to help win the Bourbon Bowl.
Yeah, the reverse Paul Brown and the reverse Bobby Boucher.
He just left at halftime.
So, yeah, really on a scale, this is pretty benign.
Yeah.
It was rainy.
Reverse Paul Brown.
Mm-hmm. It was
an ugly
game.
The Niners are a mess.
They are.
I know they've had a lot of injuries, so maybe they'll sort of make that as an excuse.
They're a mess.
What a disaster.
Bad vibes team.
Bad vibes.
No Niners in the Bozo touchdown parlay. Again,
no.
If you missed it. Trey McBride, Sam LaPorta, Hunter Henry, T. Higgins, Nico Collins. One ham wins you 3.5 PS5s.
Holy mackerel.
Follow along responsibly, of course.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937. We got all your phone calls there. That's also your text number here for Jones and Keefe. Let's get into Pats and Cardinals. A winnable game. Does that mean we're giving the Patriots a shot? We'll get to it next.